This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the U.S. House Judiciary Committee has told an appeals court that the testimony of a former White House counsel is essential as the panel continues to investigate additional allegations against U.S. President Donald Trump.
In a court filing Monday, lawyers for the House Judiciary Committee said the testimony of former White House counsel Don McGahn is crucial, despite the House voting to impeach President Trump on two charges related to Ukraine. Democrats want McGahn's statements regarding potential obstruction of justice during Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
That is AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Five people have been sentenced to death in a court in Saudi Arabia for the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. AP correspondent Matt Small with more.
Saudi Arabia state-run TV says a court there sentenced the five to death for last year's murder of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Three others were sentenced to prison. All can appeal the verdicts. The trials of the accused were carried out near total secrecy, although a handful of diplomats, as well as members of Khashoggi's family, were allowed to attend. In all, 11 people were on trial for his death. His body has never been found. Matt Small, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for an immediate halt in fighting in northwestern Syria, where a government offensive has pushed tens of thousands of people from their homes in the past week. A Guterres spokesman said Monday he's alarmed by the scale of the military operation and reported attacks on evacuation routes as civilians trying to flee north to safety. The Syrian government is trying to retake control of Idlib province, the last area that remains under rebel control from the civil war that began in 2011. 3 million people live in Idlib, including many who are relocated there after fleeing violence in other parts of the country. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov struck a defiant tone, saying the Nord Stream 2 and Turk Stream gas pipeline projects will be launched despite U.S. sanctions. Quoted by the Interfax news agency on December 22nd, Lavrov said the Russia planned to respond to the new measures. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a bill that included legislation imposing sanctions on firms laying pipe for Nord Stream 2, which seeks to double gas capacity along the northern Nord Stream pipeline route to Germany. More sanctions against Russia for its alleged interference in democratic processes abroad, as well as malign actions in Syria and aggression against Ukraine, known as the Sanctions Bill from Hell, has been approved by a U.S. Senate committee but has not been put to a vote in Congress. Nearly 2,000 people took to the streets of India's capital city Monday in a silent protest organized by opposition parties against the controversial citizenship bill that critics say discriminates against Muslims. The congressional party leader led the protest in New Delhi. At least 23 people have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of demonstrations and violence after India's parliament passed the Citizenship Amendment Act earlier this month. The new law allows for Hindus, Christians, and other religious minorities who are in India illegally to become citizens if they can prove they were persecuted because of their religion in Muslim-majority Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. The new law, however, does not apply to Muslims. After nearly 3 months of waiting, the preliminary results of Afghanistan's September presidential election have been released. We get more from Reuters' David Doyle.
Afghanistan's incumbent President Ashraf Ghani won a slim majority of votes in the country's presidential election. Delayed preliminary results showed on Sunday, in a vote that was marred by allegations of massive fraud. But the battle for the presidency is not over yet.
Mohammad Ashraf Ghani.
The Independent Election Commission said Ghani had won 50.64% of the vote, while his main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, had 39.52%. The IEC said that was enough for Ghani to win the first round of voting outright, but added that the outcome could change in final results and that if Ghani hadn't secured more than 50%, the election would go to a second round of voting.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. The State Department has withdrawn the U.S. ambassador to Zambia after he strongly criticized the South African country for jailing a gay couple for having sex. State Department spokesperson said Ambassador Daniel Fuchs' job in Zambia is no longer tenable. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.